Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer from Triple M Breakfast. This is our podcast for Thursday, the 2nd of September.
You had one job. Just one job. It was the last NRL round of the season. I thought you could not possibly.
If you
cock it up again,
enunciate words clearly, I'd be able to understand through that muffle.
Okay, it'll be in the podcast. Let's move on. But what about my ad?
If you want some self-indulgence from Rob Palmer, that's coming up.
I wasn't sure it was going to sound exactly the way it did.
But build my ad. He's so up himself.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's Build My Ag.
Yeah, now, if you want one of these, all you got to do, if you're a Central Coast business and you'd like us sort of to put an ad together for your business,
yeah.
No problems.
No, hey, we just do it.
FOCRP.
Thank you, PG. And, yep, you just go to triplem.com.au, give us your name and your business, a couple of details.
We'll do the rest.
We don't need many details because we'll probably just skim them and
that's right.
Go to what we want to do anyway.
That's right. And another Central Coast business has done that.
Yeah.
It's Pete from Abode and Beyond Blinds and Shutters. He joins us this morning. G'day, Pete.
Morning, Pete.
Morning. How are you?
Not too bad, sir. Yourself?
Good. Yeah, good, Paddy. Good, Rob. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Keeping things propped up, so to speak, now, you know, with everything going on. You still got work going on?
Yeah, well, it's been a time to reinvent. So business sort of took a slump initially back in 2019.
Yeah.
I decided to take a bit of a break from that, but now getting back into it, we just really want to get Abode and Beyond really firing, and we're turning a new page and trying to get business up and running again.
So you do blinds and shutters for, I could imagine, home, commercial, anything?
We turn your house into a home, and it's affordable luxury that everyone can have at their home.
And do you do the blinds where you hit the button, they go zzzz like that?
Fully automated. If you want that, we can do it for you, Paddy.
Fully automated. I'll write those words down. Fully automated. Instead,
there's many, many syllables in that word.
Fully automated. Well, now.
They're blinding good, I tell you.
Okay, blinding good. Now, what's happened? We had an idea for your ad.
We were working on something. Yeah. Paddy got distracted. He was hungry.
Yeah.
He left the room and I sort of was left with it. And I felt like I could improve a little bit on what we had. So I might have changed things up a little bit.
So Pete from Abode and Beyond Blinds and Shutters.
Yeah.
Here's the ad that we come up with. Okay, mate?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Let's roll it.
Hello. I'm beloved former Australian TV star Rob Palmer. Better Homes and Gardens can't possibly know what they've lost. Dancing with the Stars winner 2010 and 8-time Logie recipient. But enough about me. I'm here to tell you about Abode and Beyond Blinds and Shutters. I also appeared on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, but Abode and Beyond Blinds and Shutters, they're just fantastic. And they'll do exactly what you need them to. They'll keep the sun out when needed and bring a room to life. And I like the way that my internal lighting shines off my Dancing with the Stars mirror ball trophy when the blinds are shut. What I do with my mirror ball trophy, though, when the blinds are down is my own business. Privacy's important to me, just like it is to these and many more Central Coast locals. Like Brooke in Davistown.
I panic bought 500 rolls of toilet paper at the start of lockdown. So while I work through them, I'm keeping my shutters closed so I don't get judged.
Adam at Avoca Beach.
Yeah, I have a swing in my house that I really don't want people to see. So these have been really good to block that out.
What's wrong with a swing? That seems pretty harmless.
It's not like a normal swing, if you get me.
What do you... Oh, and lastly, Ishana from Narara.
I live across from Paddy Gerard and I'd love to see him get these blinds. It's impossible not to see him getting changed through his bare windows, and the things I saw will haunt my dreams forever. Seriously, every time I close my eyes.
Yeah, there you have it. The coasty locals just can't get enough. Abode and Beyond Blinds and Shutters.
I still see the image.
Abode and Beyond Blinds and Shutters.
Rob Palmer has never appeared on Celebrity Mastermind.
Pete, there you go, mate.
Oh, geez. It's true. I don't want to scare the customers away.
Yeah. You can see how things changed when Paddy left the room. He was sort of twiddling his thumbs, and I just thought,
I'm sorry for the self-indulgent, egotistical maniac that Rob Palmer is.
Did it come across that way?
Now, mate,
it's all right.
Now, Pete, if anyone on the Central Coast needs blinds or shutters from Abode and Beyond, what is your number they can call, buddy?
Absolutely. The best number to call me on is 04-666-736-36.
There we go. 04-666-736-36. All right.
Yeah,
Pete.
We can also do COVID safe check measures as well. They're absolutely free. We can even do them online.
We're setting our a challenge for our producer, Miss Kay, to see if we can get someone that you see on TV who does the deep,
like a professional.
Like a deep clean, because a few places
in
around
the field
here.
Of cleaning, yeah.
Yeah, a deep clean. And what's the difference between the deep clean and the shallow clean?
Well, as far as I can see, it's cost is a big one. That's a big difference.
Because what's in that spray?
Shallow clean, you just spray once.
Yeah.
Deep clean.
But how do you deep clean a wall? Like, you can wash a wall. Isn't that a cleaning? Is that a deep clean?
Maybe you cannot deep clean something that's not porous.
Right, because when they say they deep clean, there's all the chairs and that they deep clean.
Well, how do you deep clean a stainless steel hood?
Yes.
You cannot.
133353. But our producer, Miss Kay, we should get on to someone from Glassons. Hey, Cindy, Glassons, a Central Coast pressure cleaning. They'd know. 133353.
G'day, Tony from Greenpoint.
Yeah, morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Earlier on this morning, we asked about deep cleaning because a lot of people and places getting deep clean.
How deep is it?
Yeah.
What makes a deep clean as opposed to like a normal shallow clean?
Yeah, well, I don't know about the shallow clean, but we had to get a couple of trucks deep clean a couple of weeks ago at work.
Yeah.
And it's like when, like what you see on the news, when they come in, you know, with all their bug spray and get up on there.
Do you know?
Just a ka-ching, ka-ching? Like, yeah, I've got to go to the deep clean. That'll be an extra $100.
It's not cheap, I tell you.
But what do they? You know what products they put in the actual deep clean? Like, is it just Pineclean or is it some other? You know.
Well, hopefully it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Who knows? Because you don't go anywhere near it.
Deep cleaning probably means they just get in and get the crumbs right out from underneath the seatbelt.
Yeah.
Plug.
Yeah. And they just saturate everything with their spray stuff, like, you know.
What's ever in that mist?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
No one knows.
We still don't know about deep cleaning, like what's in it.
We need to know.
That's as much information as I can.
No, that was bloody your wealth of knowledge.
It's expensive and it's wet.
Yes, very, very expensive.
All right, the challenge is still on for our producer, Miss Kay, to come up with an interview with someone who does the deep cleaning.
Yeah, I'll put the word out. If I find someone, I'll get it to ring you.
Oh, bloody beautiful.
Thanks, Tane. They'll come running for a question like that. Good morning, Shane from Empire Bay.
G'day, fellas. I want to apologise for my grumpy outburst yesterday about Australian sportsmen. So I'm sorry about that, Paddy.
What?
Never apologise. Seriously, we don't take offence, you rotten, dirty mongrel.
Don't take offence, just take a post to me.
Anyway. How dare you call us back? But we're not affected by it whatsoever. No, don't worry.
I feel good. I'm actually ringing up on a positive note, mate. We're getting the numbers together. If we could just get out there and get all these needles done and dusted, I reckon we'll be out and about before we know it.
Okay, yes, mate.
That's the plan.
Hey, in your neck of the woods, Shane, what is deep cleaning about? Do you know anything about deep cleaning? You know everyone deep cleans? What's the go?
Deep cleaning for me is when I fill the bath right up and use bubble bath, mate. You know, do a bit of backstroke. seriously, it's just a fancy name for bombarding bugs with napalm and stuff like that. You know, like, it's a really heavy clean, pressured.
Yeah.
You can't go in there for hours after they've done it.
Yeah.
And it's the only thing they've got. Like, it's like cleaning a surgery unit after a day. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but what is the product?
So they just use more spray?
Oh, I think they just use stronger stuff these days, mate. The buttons are getting stronger. I don't know the name of it. It's probably about 47 letters in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's as far as I know, but that's right. just on knowledge, mate. I haven't looked it up because I can't read half the words of medical fraternity
no worries.
Give these things.
Thanks for that. I'm glad you got a better attitude today too, mate. Okay.
Oh, mate, yeah, I was just grumpy pants yesterday.
Yeah,
you know all about that, don't
Shut
you?
Shut your mouth, pal.
Doesn't he just?
See you, mate. And we've got Cindy.
Finally, someone who knows.
Hey, Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
Hey, hey, guys.
Yeah, now, deep cleaning, you know when we see on TV with the that's a spray.
Yeah.
What's actually in that spray?
What makes it deep?
What makes it deep?
Yeah.
We have our unique mold and spore killer. And what that does, it attaches itself to the surface. It lifts up the mold, kills the mold, and then it gets washed away with our deep spraying. And it keeps the mold away for years.
Right.
So if you use just water, it comes back in 2 months, 3 months.
Right. So
what's a regular clean? They just don't use the mold killing stuff. Is that what it is?
That's correct. They use water, and you pay a lot of money to get your house washed or your roof cleaned.
But it's just water.
Yeah, it's just water they use.
There you go.
So
in a deep, when they say on the news this place has been deep cleaned, they use the stuff.
Just means cleaned properly.
Yeah. If you're talking the news, the deep cleaning they're doing is sanitising.
So what do they put in that? With
sanitiser.
Grog. Oh, right. So they mix that and they that's what the deep.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
If you walk through that cloudy mist, you're smashed by the time you get out the other end.
Absolutely.
Now, do you guys do deep cleaning at Glassons?
We do deep cleaning exterior-wise,
right.
But not internal.
Okay, all right. But you still do a lot of cleaning.
Absolutely. We do roofs, driveways, house washes, patios, courtyards, exterior building washes.
Rob's
anything outside, we clean.
Rob's underpants.
Do those, sir.
Holy, that was a dangerous job. So, Glassons, give them a call.
You didn't know Dad that.
All right, Cindy, thank you so much. Okay.
No worries,
Take
guys.
Care.
Have a great day.
Wombie, and that is the home of Dylan Little Hales. And Dill is taking part just after 11 o'clock today on Channel 7
in the Paracanoe.
Paracanoe, over 200 metres.
Oh, Godspeed to him.
Yeah, he went to Carryong Mountains High School. And I tell you what, it's all about the Dillons today, Dylan Alcott as well. So we've got across to Tokyo now. We're speaking with Network 7's Joel Dry. Good morning, Joel.
Hey, Joel.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Not too bad. Hey, I believe, is it a bit chilly in Tokyo today, buddy?
It is, and it's a welcome reprieve, I can tell you, because it has been that hot over the past week or so that I have welcomed this cooler change. And also, a little bit wet. We had some drizzly rain last night, and it is forecast to continue rain today, which is a problem for some events, not so much for those on the water, but it will certainly make a bit of a different element for the athletes competing today.
Hey, Joel, we mentioned about Dylan Little Hales and the other Dylan now.
Dylan Alcott, who is set to do something that no human's ever done before, hopefully.
Yeah, he's got his quad singles final tonight against his Dutch compatriot, Dylan Schroeder. He's going for back-to-back gold from Rio and then back here in Tokyo. And, of course, looking ahead, if he does win the gold, it keeps him in the hunt for a thing called the Golden Slam, which has never been done by anyone. What it requires is for you to win all of the Grand Slams in a calendar year, as well as an Olympic or Paralympic gold. It's basically the holy grail of tennis. So he first has to get over the line tonight. Unfortunately, in his match last night, which was the quad doubles with his best mate, Heath Davison, they weren't able to get over the line. Interestingly, they came up against the bloke that Dylan's going to play tonight. So a good sider, hopefully, for him. He was able to pick some flaws in his game, and he can exploit that tonight in a massive match that will be on later this evening, probably after 8 p.m. or something like that. So he's such a hugely popular member of the Paralympic team, and, you know, we all know how popular he is back home. So I'm sure all of Australia will be getting behind him and watching that game tonight.
For sure, Joel. Now, look, we're deep into the Paralympics now, and there's been a recent surge in medals to the Australians. How are we looking as far as medal tallies and, you know, setting personal best going?
All right, let's talk some numbers. So we are eighth in the medal tally overall. So we've got 60 medals, 13 of them gold, 23 silver, 24 bronze. So last night we had a lot of good chances, but just kept coming up with the silver, which of course is nothing to be disappointed about. A silver Paralympic medal is a massive achievement, but we had a series of bronzes also in the pool and a silver. Then Heath and Dylan got silver, so we're in the mood. We're in the mood for a gold, and so hopefully today we might be able to snare some of those. We got some good chances. Our table tennis team has been playing absolutely out of their skin, and we have two teams. So the men and the women, they play in a combined teams event where three of them play in a series of doubles and singles games. So they both have the gold medal matches tonight. And there's some incredible stories in and amongst that. The bloke in our men's team, I'm not sure if you know about this, his name is Ma Lin. So he's a recent Australian convert. He came over from China after the Rio Games. His impairment, he is missing one arm. The story behind this is amazing. When he was a five-year-old boy, he says he lived near the zoo in his hometown in China and always went to the zoo probably once a month or something like that and thought he was really good mates with the bear. He'd got on really well with the bear. Unfortunately, thought he'd take that friendship to the next level and tried to pat the bear through the cage.
Oh,
and he may have misread the friendship a little bit because the bear actually got a hold of his arm and tore it off. So you can forgive him for thinking, oh, you know, depression and all of that, but he went from a five-year-old kid that lost his arm and has now risen to be one of the greatest table tennis players in Paralympic history.
Oh, mate, just some of the stories. Even same with dual Aussie medalist Grant Scooter Patterson. He's become a bit of a cult status in Tokyo.
Scooter is an absolute champion in the pool and also out of the pool. So far, his haul here in Tokyo is one silver and one bronze. He is still up for another medal chance today. He's in the pool again. But, I mean, the work he's doing for the Paralympic movement outside of what he's doing in the actual pool, he's become a cult figure. You know, he's basically doing some work for us here in Tokyo for Channel 7. He's been doing these sort of a day in the life of look around the village, and everyone knows him now because of that little trike that he gets around on.
Yeah.
So noticeable, and his interviews post races have been something else. He's just such a champion, a Cairns man up there in North Queensland. Everyone's right behind him, and he is now one of the greats and you know, real characters that have come out of these games.
Yeah, Joel Dry, Channel 7, the Paralympic Games, Tokyo 2021, live and free on 7 and 7 Plus. Thanks for joining us, mate, and all the best to our very own local Dylan Littlehales, who is competing just after 11 o'clock on Channel 7 in the Para Canoe from Wombe. Thanks for that, Jolie.
Thanks
you have
very
a good
much,
time.
Joel.
Thanks for that, mate.
Good on you guys, and keep watching. Get behind these athletes. They are doing such a good job and such an inspiration to everyone back home.
The final round of the NRL regular season.
Right.
You had one job.
Yes, sir.
Kevin Proctor,
that's
he's
right.
In the tip today.
Yeah,
you beauty.
Kevin Proctor, you what?
Did you call him?
From the Titans.
Yeah, because you said you had his number.
No.
Kevin Proctor.
Enunciate your words. Oh, you didn't say Kevin Proctor.
Kevin Proctor.
No. I heard you say Gadget Doctor. I didn't get Kevin Proctor. I got the Gadget Doctor from West Gosford. I got Shane.
You are.
From the Gadget Doctor.
Yeah, mud in your ears.
Hello, Shane.
Shane.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Gadget Doctor.
All right, okay. Well, why don't you speak clearly, you goof? Shane, we're supposed to have a Kevin Proctor, but we've got the Gadget Doctor for round 25. Would you be willing just to go through the tips?
Oh, hardly celebrity and hardly any idea about NRL.
Yeah.
But
No offence, but you'll do because you've all we've got.
Just say yes, mate. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, we haven't got Kevin Proctor. We've got the Gadget Doctor.
No, the Gadget Doctor. Shane.
Well, we've got
hooray.
It. All right, let's go through. And you don't follow the footy?
Not really. Not really.
Okay, well, that's good. That's
okay,
even better.
I'll put the house on this.
Okay. Round 25,
Shano.
Game one tonight. We've got the Roosters taking on the Raiders.
Yeah, better tell him who's playing.
Oh, I've got to go Roosters on that.
Okay, yeah, Roosters. Okay.
Oh, said with authority.
Okay.
This one. Okay, now the Storm have a depleted side against the Sharks on Friday night.
Still got to go Storm.
Okay, Storm. Okay.
Storm.
On tomorrow night, the Panthers, they're coming second. They're taking on the lowly rated Parramatta
Here comes
Eels,
the charge.
Who they played their grand final against Melbourne on Saturday night.
Game of the weekend.
Who do you go for, mate? The Panthers or the Eels, Shane?
Nah, still got to be Panthers.
Panthers.
Jeez.
Okay, mate.
Okay. You could have saved yourself there, but you didn't. here we go. Saturday, Broncos, Knights. Walk-up start, really.
Oh, I can't go Broncos. Got to go Knights.
Yeah, thank you.
You've upset me. You've upset me.
Okay, Cowboys and Sea Eagles. Saturday afternoon.
Can't go Sea Eagles, mate. Cowboys.
Even Shane, who doesn't follow rugby league, can't follow Manly. And we've got Shane, the gadget doctor from West Gosford. I was supposed to get Kevin Proctor from the Tigers. But that doesn't
matter. Obviously.
Now, on Saturday, we've got the Rabbits taking on the Dragons. So South v Dragons. Which way, Shano?
Ooh, just go Rabbits.
Just go the Rabbits. Oh, okay.
Really?
People in tipping competitions are hanging by every word today. Seriously, they really are.
Okay, yep. Sunday, 2 in the Arvo, Titans and the Warriors.
I think it was Titans-Warriors, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Warriors.
Okay. Give your tip, Shane. Now, the final one, we've got the West Tigers versus the Bulldogs. The Wooden Spooners for season 2021. I say that with glee because they took it off the Broncos. So who going for the Bulldogs v the West Tigers?
Got to be West Tigers.
Okay,
got to be.
Well, Shane, Gadget Doctor.
Strong finish.
Mate, I do apologise for the mix-up. Thank you so much for giving us
Thanks
the tips.
Thanks for joining us, Shane. Sorry about my friend.
No worries.
And don't forget, Gadget Doctor, you need all your phone or iPad fixed or whatever, go and see Shane at Gadget Doctor at West Gosford. Shane, thanks for calling us, mate.
Thanks, fellas.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.